All right, Redskins Nation, hopefully you are not standing on the Douglas Bridge right now getting ready to jump into the water because of the Redskins' loss on Monday night. Rob Woodfork here with you, along with George Wallace, who was there live watching this beating.
Needed my oxygen to keep up with the Eagles in the first half.
So did the Redskins, apparently, given the score. The first half, obviously, not going their way. George, what were some of the things you saw there, not just in the first half, but just overall over the course of the game?
Well, I mean, let's be honest, Rob. I mean, it's a team that, it's an offense that looked like a quarterback that hadn't played football in 8 months. I mean, had no preseason. It looked like Alfred Morris, who didn't have many touches in the preseason. Now, I expected the rust from Griffin, sure. I think everybody did.
Right.
I didn't expect the fumbling from Alfred Morris.
No.
I mean, the first touch, first carry of the game, he fumbles. And that's the other thing. The first offensive play for the Redskins was the fumble. Second possession, then he throws the pick.
Yeah.
And then they get the safety. So they didn't really get into any sort of rhythm. And like Griffin said after the game last night, they didn't break a sweat.
Yeah.
Until late in the second quarter. So I think all that considered,
yeah,
plus the new offense from Chip Kelly, which was on the field 20 plays before the Redskins even had anything. I mean, going into that, you know, like you said, the Redskins defense did adjust in the second half, which we'll get to. I think you can take that away from it. I think you can take away from the fact that Griffin did come back and start to look a little bit like his old self in the second half, and they only come back and lose by the margin they did. You could take that going into next week. And by the way, it doesn't get any easier next week at Green Bay.
Green Bay, no. That's not an easy game at all. Seeing a ticked off Aaron Rodgers after
home
losing
opener
to the 49ers again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not a good draw for the Skins. But I think you make a solid point there. I mean, RG3 hadn't played in 8 months. The rest of the team didn't exactly help him out.
No.
I mean, the defense could have made some stops. And it was a blessing and a curse that the play on the first drive where – you know, they get that controversial fumble recovery for a touchdown because that only gave the Eagles the ball more. Even though you send Griffin onto the field with a lead, which is a rare circumstance, you do have the offense just sitting and sitting and
sitting.
Let's face
it, that was the 10th play for the Eagles already in that drive in under 2 minutes.
Yep.
They were going in to score. They came down again and scored. Let's face it, that game felt like it was 35-0 at the half.
Yeah,
right.
And given the way the offense was performing, it might as well have been. But all of that said, it's not a bad loss. A lot of people are sort of overreacting and thinking, you know, this team is, oh no, we suck again. But no, this is not as bad a loss as a lot of people are making it out to be.
No, it's not. I think everybody needs to get off, like you said, get off the bridge, whatever. It's it's one game, and as Mike Shanahan and some of the players said last night, it's a 16-round fight. They lost round one. Remember Mike Tyson's punch out Glass Joe? That was the first round. Okay. They got beat by Glass Joe last night.
Glass Joe reference.
Like
nice.
That? You like
I like that?
That.
That's great.
But it's, you know, it's not. It's an offense that, you know, you liken it to what the Redskins faced in the Saints last year. The Saints had no idea what the Redskins were going to do when Griffin came out. And that's what happened. They went down and won that game.
Right.
This is what happened last night. The defense adjusted. They made some adjustments in the second half. The Eagles cannot keep up this pace.
No.
All season long.
No,
the Redskins will
not
face them again in November. It's one game in a long season. You expected this was their preseason, the offense preseason.
Exactly.
But
I mean,
you're right, though. The missed tackles, missed assignments, that is things that I would be concerned about.
Those are
about.
Things that are correctable.
Yes.
And a lot of those things that we saw early on, the Morris fumbling, the RG3 interceptions, the missed field goal, I mean, those are all things, right, those are all things that we didn't see last year. So that doesn't appear to be something that's indicative of what the Redskins are. They were out of sync, and I think that's probably what sent them into the loss column there, more so than what the Eagles were doing, because the Eagles' brand-new defense, a lot of people aren't talking about that, but they switched from a 4-3 to a 3-4. You do that, I mean, you're getting completely different looks. You have Trent Cole, who's standing up instead of with his hand
his
in the
hand
ground
down,
for the first time. So, I mean, there was a lot of things that they hadn't seen, and I would be more concerned if those adjustments in the second half did not occur. If they just got blown off the field like the Monday Night Massacre, then there would be some consternation. There would be some cause for concern. But the fact of the matter is, they completely outplayed the Eagles in the second half, and to me, that's more indicative of what we can expect from the Redskins moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, Pierre Garçon even told us after the game too. He said that Eagles defense was throwing things at them that they hadn't seen, that they weren't prepared for. So that's just an example of it's a brand new team. Not much. You can study all the film you want. You can practice and say you're practicing game speed all you want, but it's not.
It's not.
Nobody's allowed to, like in Griffin's circumstance, you're not allowed to come near the quarterback in practice. You can say it's game speed, but it's not. So he's out there for the first time since January, basically last night. And that's what you get. The defense threw some things at him. Look at these numbers. 10 of 13 drives started inside the 20.
Yeah.
They had no field position.
Right.
And like you mentioned, the turnovers. I mean, four turnovers for a team that turned it over only 14 times last year.
Right.
So you're right. The adjustments in the second half going forward, I think that is something that you can hang your hat on with this team moving forward.
All right, so that means we're going to predict them to beat Green Bay next week?
No, we can't do that. It's only Tuesday. We got to watch some film on Green Bay.
Exactly.
They're going to be scary good, by the way.
Green Bay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see what that defense is, though. It's hard to tell because Kaepernick is that good, but I'm waiting to see what that Green Bay defense looks
Here's
like
Here's the
this
other
year.
Thing. You better hope Clay Matthews does not try to pull a Clay Matthews on Griffin Sunday somehow. Out of bounds, late hit, something like that, like
oh,
he did
no.
to Kaepernick.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
I'm just
Kaepernick
saying.
Is built for that.
Exactly right.
I don't know if RG3 is
It'll be a tough test at Lambeau. It'll be a tough test. But that's what this team wants.
Doesn't that smell like one of the games that they'd win, though?
It does. Absolutely does. Because this is a team, let's face it, this is a team, okay, they won seven straight last year, right?
Right.
And this is a team that was confident going into the season, and D'Angelo Hall said, we were wrong about this team. He said
right.
that last night. Okay, so they thought the Eagles, we are who they thought they were, Dennis
right.
Green.
Yeah.
But this is a team that's still confident, I think, and I think that is gauging from the reaction last night, knowing that they are better than this, and they're not going to run and hide. I think this is
right.
a team that will get upset, they'll get mad, knowing that they what kind of character they have in the locker room.
All right, and we'll discuss whether or not they take it out on the Packers later this week. Talking Redskins with George Wallace, beat reporter. You write some stuff too, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. Beat reporter for the Redskins. I'm Rob Woodfork. You can catch my NFL recap column on WTOP.com. We'll talk to you later.